Phoneboy Speaks, episode 691, Internet Arcade.
I've been a fan of the MAME project for a long time, and the idea behind the MAME project is it's an arcade machine emulator. And so if you can get the ROMs for the arcade machine and you plug them into MAME, you can play old arcade machines. And, you know, and if you think about what an arcade machine is, you know, it's a purpose-built computer inside. And you know, they've gotten more and more complex over the years, much like our electronics. The other electronics have been gotten, but I remember in the 80s, could you play an arcade quality game at home and on like your Atari 2600 or something? And you know, certainly wasn't the case in the 80s. You could get pretty close on some of the games, but it wasn't exactly the same. And you know, nowadays those old arcade machines, you can just emulate the entire hardware soup to nuts and actually do it, the emulator's gotten really good. I mean, it's, you know, I've played some of the older games. I mean, it's, you know, some of the, you know, depending, you know, they're getting better with the newer games, of course, too. And again, you can get the emulator. The ROMs are a little harder to come by because it's not entirely clear how legal it is to distribute them. But the folks at the Internet Archive have made some of the ROMs available, and they've even taken a step further and created an arcade that runs in your web browser. Now there's other offshoots of the MAME project. There's one called MESS that basically emulates I guess. Game systems, you know, on the computer, right? So taking an Atari 2600 or, you know, in television or whatever, and emulating all of that in today's hardware, and somebody's even taken that and turned it into JavaScript, and so now you can run old video games in JavaScript on your browser, and the Internet Archive is hosting this stuff, and I don't think the Internet Archive is going anywhere anytime soon. So there are some interesting issues with sound and whatnot on some of the games. So maybe it's the process right now of actually making sound work is a little bit arduous. And on some of the newer arcade machines, anything past, say, 1983, it's the sound quality is maybe not so great. So if you really want to get the games, I mean, you're better off, of course, just doing it in MAME. But if you want to try out some old games, it's pretty cool. The fact that it works, the technology has gotten to the point where, yeah, you can just run it in a browser. It won't work. It has to be a computer desktop browser. It won't work on iOS or whatever, but I do like the fact that, you know, things have gotten, you know, that we've advanced so far that we can take, you know, 30-year-old arcade games and run them in a browser. That's a pretty good feat. So check it out in the show notes. I'll put a link to that, and then also there's a good article you should read about how to actually, you know, some little bit more information about it, and also the actually how to get sound work, because it's not really intuitive, and you can blame the browser manufacturers for that. But if you like old arcade games from the 80s and 90s, check it out.
Thanks for listening to this episode of Phoneboy Speaks. You can find all the past episodes and all the ways to contact me on the web at phoneboy.com/PS.